You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase studio, I'm joined by Senator Dan Katowski, who is also the CEO of ChildServe. We were talking a little earlier about how important it is to make sure that kids going off to school have everything they need, in particular kids who come from impoverished backgrounds or challenging backgrounds. And we also know that the first 5 years of a child's life are crucial in the development of their brain, and that will have a significant impact on the rest of their lives. Studies show that children learn more quickly during the early years than any other time of their lives. In particular, children born into poverty begin life at a significant disadvantage, which is why the organization, The Ounce of Prevention, is dedicated to improve the quality of early childhood experiences. Our guest tonight is joining us on the line, and I'm pleased to introduce you to her. She's Fran Gillespie. She's a spokesperson for The Ounce of Prevention organization. She's a writer for Saturday Night Live and has been performing improv and sketch at the Citizens Brigade Theater in L.A. and New York, and she is a native of Chicago. Fran, it's such a pleasure to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're here to tell us how people can help and get involved. First of all, let us ask, how did you get involved with the Ounce of Prevention?
I got involved. I'm a native of Chicago, and one of my dozens of cousins works for Ounce of Prevention and got me interested in the organization, and I it's something I care about, and literacy, and people who in inner city Chicago who maybe are at risk is something I think is super important. And so I felt motivated to help and do whatever I could to, have there be some awareness. And I thought it was important, I suppose.
Where did you grow up, Fran? I know it says here Chicago, but, you know, we live by neighborhoods.
Yes, I know, totally. Well, this is one of those things where I'm going to say where I grew up.
It's okay.
Like, that's not really Chicago.
It is, Fran. It's okay. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Wilmette.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wilmette's a great community.
Oh, it's the best community, but it really depends who you talk to. Like, if I talk to someone from Naperville and I'm like, I'm from Wilmette, they're like, oh, okay. But if I talk to someone from, like, you know, Rogers Park, and I say, well, Matt, they're like, well, is that Chicago? And I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Senator Katowski is actually from Rogers Park originally.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
I know. I'm beyond that, though. No, I don't do that anymore.
Where did you go to high school, Fran?
I went to New Trier High School.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I went to Loyola, and but we'd meet people that I said, where, you know, and so I went to U of I, as Patty did, but Patty went to school much later. I mean, recently. She's a recent graduate. So, but you'd meet people, like, where are you from? They're like, oh, I'm from Chicago. I'm like, where? They'd say, oh, well, Matt. I'm like, no, that's not Chicago. I'm from Rogers Park. So I was really obnoxious about that. So it's funny that you cited Rogers Park.
I feel bad that people from the suburbs flinch before they tell us where they're from.
Like, for example, Rogers Park.
Fran, you studied in New York. You left Chicago to go to school at NYU. Did we lose Fran? Oh no, we lost Fran. She got tired of your story.
What? Was that long?
He's from Rogers Park.
Did you really stop the Rogers Park? I thought I escaped it when I became famous.
We don't even know how much of that she heard. And I've always told you that the trick to hanging up on somebody is to do it while you're talking, not while they're talking. Hey, Fran, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry.
So hurtful, Fran.
No, I'm sorry. I'm calling from Los Angeles, and they don't like us to talk to anyone that has a solid head on their shoulders.
Oh, dear.
Nice.
They'll kind of be listening in and making sure that you're not, like, gaining brain cells or anything.
Wow. That's fantastic. Where in L.A. do you live?
I live currently on the east side of L.A. in Los Feliz.
Okay.
And so you're from Rogers Park and went to Loyola, but do you have that attitude towards, like, north suburbs kind of people where it's like...
He did.
You missed the longest story. I just told
her. I told her she hung up because it was so dull.
I said I was one of those obnoxious people from Rogers Park.
At U of I was the same way, Fran. People would tell me they were from, you know, Schaumburg or something.
Yeah, you're like...
But now, here's part of it, Fran, is that you know what? The suburbs have all the parking, so I don't begrudge them anything.
They do. That's why my wife... You know, she's like, I'm not staying in the city. Parking's terrible.
Well, did you study a sketch and improv in Chicago?
I moved to New York when I was 18, but my parents still live in, my parents now live in South Evanston, almost Rogers Park. But So when I was growing up going to New Trier, I would like take Second City like teen classes, you know,
right?
That they offered, which were incredible. And I also took classes at Piven, which is in Evanston,
of course.
And that's a pretty amazing program they have there. And then I moved to New York when I was 18 and started performing at the Upright Citizens Brigade. And the founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade actually started at Improv Olympic in Chicago. So that's Amy Poehler, Matt Walsh, Matt Besser, and Ian Roberts. And then they moved to New York and started the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York. And so that is the real community where I got really into sketch and improv and dedicated pretty much every waking hour from the time I was 18 till, at least 10 years. And then I moved to L.A., and there's an Upright Citizens Brigade in L.A., so that was definitely my, like, training ground for sketch and improv and performing and everything like that. But in Chicago, anytime I went back, I would go to Second City or I.O. I still do to this day. They actually just moved. I.O. just moved. But it's like I can't believe how many incredible performing opportunities Chicago has, especially in terms of comedy. I mean, it's the home of comedy. So it's always great to go back. People, like, complain about visiting their parents on Thanksgiving. And I'm like, oh, no. Going to Chicago is like, there's no complaints on my end.
That's wonderful. And I love that you've continued this connection with the community in Chicago and the state of Illinois by being a part of the Ounce of Prevention organization. And, you know, as a sketch comic, I don't think people realize when they think of sketch artists or improv comics, they think they're just kind of making things up. But that depends a lot on when we're talking about literacy, in particular in this instance, that it is crucial to have access to just a broad range of experiences that really would probably start in childhood.
I 1,000% agree. I mean, you are who you are because of how you grew up. And I grew up in a big Irish Catholic family. I have more cousins than I can truly name. But I had just a big family. And it was like, if you wanted people to notice you, you definitely had to speak up. And so at a very early age, I developed a thirst for attention and was like always kind of, you know, performing and was always into comedy and stuff like that. But then I think that it throughout life, just having a range of experiences really, really helps in terms of sketch and improv because, you know, you can't have like a limited purview because then you only have access to those experiences. So you kind of want to have, you know, you want to have a life, which
right.
is everybody does, but I think it's like the most helpful thing in the world to have different kinds of friends and go different types of places and watch different types of TV. And I mean, I think read different types of books. Like it all adds to just getting a bigger scope of the world. So you have more to talk about, really.
Right. I agree. And that's part of what, you know, we're going to talk in a few moments about this movement, Share Your Words, mm-hmm. hashtag
right.
Share Your Words. And that is, you know, when it comes to children who are born into poverty, one of the ways you can expand their world is through books.
Right.
You know, I mean, and hopefully that leads them to, the, you know, having access to a life where they can travel and have all different kinds of experiences. But it does
yeah.
start early on.
Yeah, I was just...
Yeah, absolutely. Like, me growing up in Chicago with a big family, we drove everywhere. We weren't, like, taking, you know, these lavish trips. It was like we drove to Wisconsin, Minnesota, Indiana, and, you know, even just taking trips like that. But also, it completely starts with what you have access to, which, if that's, like, a newspaper, books, but the thing that is free is just talking to people, talking to your family, being like interested in other people, I think is really important.
Yes.
Wanting to learn about other people's experiences. And I think that because of the way I grew up in Chicago and with a family that was interesting and always talking, I will say that the most important thing, and I don't have kids, but something I will force us to do is eat dinner together, because I think that is maybe the most important thing you can do as a family, is make sure no matter what that you sit down and have dinner together for like a half hour. I think that's like the way you get to know your family. So I think that's important.
I agree. Yeah. Although, Senator Gutowski, if I sat down with you every day, it would probably make me crazy. Your wife. I'm kidding.
I was just talking.
You heard Fran hang up in the middle of your dull story.
I can't believe that. So I was talking to one of our home educators. We have an early childhood learning program at ChildServe, and we partner with the Ounce of Prevention. The Ounce of Prevention provides us with a lot of training. And the home educator I was talking to, Maricela, today, she was at the home of a child. We have this early childhood learning program for kids ages 0 to 3, parent empowerment program. And she was talking about making sure that the parent engages their child in conversation and dialogue and exposure to words. And that was our conversation today, because the whole idea is kindergarten readiness, to make sure kids are able to reach developmental milestones. She said, well, the great thing about this kid is that she talks constantly. And then the whole idea was making sure that the mom who has a lot of challenges, who's working, but also is struggling to make ends meet, understands the importance of that kind of engagement,
right,
and that kind of exposure to words and stories and just access to educational materials. So she was there today. She was just telling me how the visit went and what the result of it was. So what you're talking about just really resonates, because that's the impact that you're seeing at a very early age. And that lasts. There's that project of like 30 million words. You've heard about that,
mm-hmm,
where, with kids, the more words they're exposed to, the smarter they are, the better they can think, the more critically advanced they are. So it's wonderful work the Ounce of Prevention is doing. And what you're doing as a spokesperson is just great.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing more frustrating than wanting to express a thought and not having the word. I mean, we have, Google now, so we can look up synonyms and whatever. But, like, just in a conversation, to not have words at your fingertips, there maybe is some – it really can be very flustering. It can just be – but it's frustrating. And so I think that talking and having a relationship with your family where you're always kind of like able to communicate, which is hard being Irish Catholic, because I think maybe you're born unable to communicate, but really pushing past those feelings where you can't talk about stuff and just being like, this is what happened today, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's important.
I am so excited that you're participating in this and are the spokesperson for the Ounce of Prevention. It's theounce.org, and everyone can go check it out. In just a moment, Fran's going to tell us how you can take a part in a really fun way online. Hold on one second,
great.
Fran. Do you mind one more segment?
Yeah.
Wonderful. More after this with Fran Gillespie. Just a couple of words like this. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by State Senator Dan Katowski, now CEO of ChildServe, helping children get the best out of life early on. And we also have on the line with us Fran Gillespie, who is a spokesperson for the Ounce of Prevention. And she's going to tell us, she's a writer for Saturday Night Live. She's also a performer with the Upright Citizens Brigade in New York and Los Angeles. And tell us how people can do something kind of fun to be involved with this.
So through the Ounce of Prevention, to gain awareness for quality early learning for at-risk kids in Chicago, just in terms of, like, encouraging people to raise literacy in at-risk areas, there's this campaign called Share Your Words. So it's hashtag Share Your Words, and it's just videos where you share a word that means something to you, that elicits an emotion in you, a word that you kind of get excited about, to kind of spread vocabulary and the importance of words, and just kind of highlight how knowing words can be it's so crucial and important.
What was your word that you did for your video?
Okay.
Yes.
My word is dessert.
Ooh, I like that.
It's so weird to think of one word that's, mm-hmm, it's like, how can I think of one word that's important? But I chose dessert because growing up, as I said, I'm from a big family, and we would eat dinner together every single night. And then very early on, I learned how to spell because instead of posing the question, do we have dessert, the adults would spell it.
Oh.
And so I learned, and I learned that dessert was D-E-S-S-E-R-T because my parents would be like, and do we have any D-E? And I was like, oh, yes, 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 yes. We will. I learned very early on how to spell because it was important to know that word and be able to participate in that conversation.
Oh my God.
I love it. They set a goal for you. Well, spell it so you can have it.
Yeah, I had it, Sarah. My mom grew up in a huge Irish family. Six sisters total and one brother, and a bunch of them were teachers, and you're constantly provided the accurate information about your grammar, right?
Oh.
So you'd have to say, like, oh, you mean to whom?
Oh, no.
You know, yes. So the same, and my grandfather taught too. So, you know, you couldn't end any sort of a sentence with a preposition.
At the end.
Although who are you going with?
They've changed the rules on that. So.
You still can't. They would say, no, rules haven't changed.
Well, Senator, what's your word?
Ideogram.
Ideogram.
Yeah.
Whoa, I don't even know what that means.
It's a symbol which communicates
something
without the sound. It's like a, you know, I just learned the word today. I read it in the poem of the day. An ideogram was used. That word was used. So it's like, you know, when you see the sort of like a Chinese symbol, it communicates something without communicating an actual sound.
Wow.
Whoa.
How about that?
I like that.
That's too smart.
Yeah.
That is a little too
smart.
That's
right. Yeah. That's Rogers Park.
Now I feel embarrassed that my word was dessert.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. No.
Thanks for hanging up the phone on me.
I think more people pick your word over ideogram. Although as noble and important as ideogram is, I think we can all partake in
Isn't
dessert with Fran.
Isn't that obnoxious to do that?
No. It's delightful.
Believe me, I'm glad I learned something new. I hope someone out there learned the word dessert tonight.
There you go.
Well,
exactly.
I learned how to spell it, so thank you,
yes.
Fran.
Yes. I always spell it like desert, so desert. That would happen for me.
Yeah. Mine is more appealing than the other.
Exactly, yeah. Mine would be justice.
Justice.
Oh,
yeah. Now there you go.
Yeah,
that's sanctimonious.
It's not
awesome.
Sanctimonious, no, because I'm so, I like every little, like even little
justice.
In like slights to people who I think are sort of, you know, someone does something mean to them. I have such this urge for them to get their comeuppance when they're mean or intolerant, or I just can't. I just,
like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's mine.
That's a really
that's a
good
great
word.
Justice. Nobody's going to use ideogram.
No one's going to. Now they might.
No, it's
I
not going to happen.
I mean, I'll use it because I'll say I heard the word ideogram today.
And she'll have an ideogram for dessert.
Ideogram for dessert.
Maybe.
Just a simple, right?
I'm not sure that's appetizing. What kind
of... The ideogram will be Fran happy with a sundae in front of her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I took a risk.
So this is now people can go to Twitter and social different forms of social media to do hashtag share your words.
That's right. Yep. Or post on Instagram, a video, or anything to participate so you can spread the message because it's really important that literacy be encouraged, especially for kids in Chicago that might need that encouragement. It's just worth it.
Well, I want to thank you so much. And everybody can go to theounce.org/share your words. And Fran, you mentioned that you come home for Thanksgiving. We'd love to have you in studio that week if you happen to have time to come by the Tribune
Tower. Let's do Thanksgiving Day, baby.
Oh, don't tease us because I do my show on Thanksgiving night, and everyone we do a second Thanksgiving, everyone brings their leftovers from their celebrations.
Oh,
and
we have
a band in studio. We're going to have drinks and food. So if you really want to do that, we'd love to have
really
you.
Fun.
Wonderful.
I would love to come.
That's Fran Gillespie from Saturday Night Live. She's a writer, and we'll talk about that next time because we didn't have enough time with you.
Oh well, I will come on Thanksgiving.
Fran,
I'll bring dessert.
Fantastic! I didn't mean to do that. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Fran. It was a pleasure to meet
you. Thank you, guys.
And thank you for all the hard work you do with that ounce of prevention. All right, now we have a quick break before the news. Or yes, we do this real quick.